You're listening to the StoryCorps podcast. StoryCorps is a nonprofit supported by donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.
Autumn is setting in, and if you're under a certain age, that means you're heading back to school. So today on the podcast, two stories from the classroom. While most kids bemoan the approach of a new school year, there are those rare few who actually look forward to it. When she was growing up in Connecticut during the 1970s, Beryl Anderson belonged to the latter group. Beryl and her mother, Virginia, recently spoke about what she was like back then. As it turns out, she was the family troublemaker.
I was always pretty smart academically, but my mouth would get me in a lot of trouble. And I found myself in the principal's office a lot, as you know, because you'd have to come to collect me and to take me home.
Yes, I went to the principal's office so many times. For you, you made up for the other three children.
Oh, yeah.
You were always the leader. And when they got in trouble, I knew to call you first because I knew the works of your hand.
I remember one day in elementary school, Miss Clayton's class, I was actually bringing my A game, doing a little bit of stand-up comedy in front of the classroom. And Miss Clayton just had this look of frustration on her face. She had her hands on her hips, and she wanted me to sit down. She had asked me politely a couple times, but I was on a roll. I mean, I had the class right where I wanted them, in the palm of my hand, and they're laughing. Then all of a sudden, dead silence. They all looked to the right. I was in front of the class, so I had to look to my left. And there you were. I was just caught in the act.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I've always been encouraged by the fact that on that ride home, whether it was a short ride from elementary school, which was right around the corner, or the ride home from Central High School, you always let me know that I was better than that, and that just being smart wasn't good enough. But I had to be a good person, and I had to be respectful of other people.
Well, I saw in you what you didn't see in yourself. And I knew what you was capable of, and I knew what you could do. I just had to make sure you took the right path, and I'm glad you made it.
You've been there for me, Mom, at times when I wanted you there, and at times, like in fifth grade, when I didn't want you there. And I've always been so grateful for that.
That's Judge Beryl Anderson with her mom, Virginia. The day they recorded their conversation, Judge Anderson was sworn in as the chief magistrate judge in DeKalb County, Georgia. Next, we'll hear about surviving storms, both in and outside of the classroom. In January 1951, a massive blizzard hit the southern U.S., blanketing the region in ice and snow. At the time, Dr. Jim Fleming was a high school student in Greenwood, Mississippi. Here, in an interview with his daughter, Janetta, he remembers how he spent those snow days.
School was out for 2 weeks, and all the telephone lines were down. I was at home with nothing to do, but I was a curious boy, and I loved to learn. So I had brought my biology book home. I love biology. So during these 2 weeks, I memorized the animal kingdom, the order and the genesis of the species, the phylum, the whole deal. So I get back to school, and it was time for exams. And the exam for biology said, write the animal kingdom. So I wrote like the dickens, you know, and finished it. Well, the next day when they were grading the papers, I got called into the principal's office, and they said, Jimmy, I'm sorry, but you cheated, and we're going to have to punish you. I said, well, wait a minute now. I didn't cheat. I know that. He said, nobody knows that. I said, well, I do. And he said, well, if you're so smart, you just sit right there and let me see you do that. So I sat down there and wrote the animal kingdom just like I had on exam. It's exactly like it was. But now here's the corollary of that story. When I got to Vanderbilt in my freshman year, we studied biology. When it came time for the final exam, I sat down and there was a question that said, write the animal kingdom. And I sat down and wrote that blue book, wrote it full. couple of days later, Dr. Farrell called me in. He said, no one can write the animal kingdom like that. You copied out of a book. I said, no, Dr. Farrell, I did not. So he said, sit down right here and show me. So I wrote the animal kingdom. By that time, you know, I knew it very well. And when I got into practice, I got a call one night from the Vanderbilt emergency room. So I got over there and assessed this girl and said, you know, I need to take her to surgery. The nurse said, well, you need to talk to her father. So I went out there and talked to the father, and that was Dr. Farrell. And he looked at me, and then he said, animal kingdom, aren't you, boy? I said, yep, that's me, Dr. Farrell. He said, well, you're okay. You go ahead and operate on my daughter.
That's Jim Fleming with his daughter, Janetta, in Nashville. For photos and to hear hundreds of other stories, visit us at StoryCorps.org. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter, where you can find out about our broadcasts, tour dates, and more. So go to the social media of your choice and like or follow us today. I'm Michael Garofalo for the StoryCorps podcast. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Additional funding comes from the Atlantic Philanthropies and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at StoryCorps.org.